2017 has brought intense weather events to the United States, from hurricanes to wildfires, flooding to droughts. What can we do to be better prepared for these events, which many researchers say are continuing to increase in intensity because of climate change? One man says the answer is climate change resilience. John Holdren is a professor of environmental policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He served as director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy for all 8 years of the Obama administration. Holdren is speaking this evening at the University of Illinois' Institute of Sustainability, Energy, and Environment's annual Congress in Urbana. Illinois Public Media's Brian Moline spoke with Holdren about climate change resilience.
Climate change resilience means investing in measures that make us less vulnerable to the changes in climate that we are now experiencing and that climate science is telling us are going to get worse before they get better. That means powerful storms. It means more flooding. It means stronger and longer heat waves. It means more intense and longer droughts. It means more and larger wildfires. And all of those phenomena, which are all things that happened historically but are now happening more frequently or more powerfully under the influence of climate change, are things that we can take steps to make less damaging. We can, for example, develop crop strains that are more resistant to heat and to drought. We can make our communities, particularly at the urban-wildland interface, less vulnerable to wildfire by having by clearing away flammable vegetation from immediately around our homes. We can build seawalls. We can build dikes. We can invest in mangroves and wetlands and sand dunes to help protect our coastal areas from the most powerful storms. We can change zoning requirements to prevent rebuilding homes and businesses on land that is certain to flood again in the near future. All of these fall under the category of resilience.
For instance, the flooding that we saw with Hurricane Harvey in particular in Houston, how much of the damage do you think of that storm might have been preventable if some of the measures you just mentioned, the climate change resilience measures, were in place in that area?
Well, I can't give you an exact number, of course. There'll be a lot of analysis done of that question. But clearly you had in Houston a series of events that went way beyond what the city had ever planned for or thought possible in terms of the amount of flooding that took place. It is sort of an interesting question of how much could better zoning have done if, in fact, so many homes had not been built in areas that proved to be so vulnerable. But the measures that can be taken include all manner of things. I mean, you can upgrade the system of storm drains so that you can better handle the intense downpours that are increasing. You can clearly avoid hospitals losing patients if you put the emergency generators on the roof instead of in the basement. You can avoid oil tanks giving up their contents to the environment. If you redesign the oil tanks to deal with the kinds of torrential downpours that are increasing. Again, nobody has yet remotely done the tabulation of how much. We don't even know what the total damage is going to turn out to be in Houston, never mind how much of it we could have avoided with more investments in resilience. But it is really very obvious that so many of the investments that we should be making in resilience would be a bargain. In fact, many of them would be bargains even if the climate weren't changing in ways that are making storms more powerful, in ways that are making heat waves more powerful, in ways that are causing more flooding. Because we've always had storms and heat waves and floods, and we've always been underprepared. We've always been too casual about the ways in which we could reduce the damages from those kinds of events if we made some prudent investments.
There's been a lot of discussion, Professor, about the the lack of infrastructure investment in the United States, whether that be at the city, the state, the federal level. It sounds like what you're talking about here just really underscores that need to make those investments as soon as possible.
Absolutely, it does. And again, that holds across a wide variety of kinds of infrastructure. Not all of it is related to increased resilience against climate change, but a lot of it is. And we not only need to make the investments as soon as possible, but we need to make them as intelligently as possible. At the end of the Obama administration, President Obama issued executive orders that required every department and agency to take climate change resilience into account in all of its analyses. That was something, an executive order that was reversed by President Trump early in his administration, as he was busy reversing virtually everything that he could that Obama had done in the climate change space. I very much hope that the Trump administration, in the wake of these recent events, will reconsider that position, because when you have all the departments and agencies of the federal government and everything that they do taking preparedness and resilience into account, you can be sure that a lot of the infrastructure investments that are made will be made with the idea of building the new infrastructure in a climate-resilient way. There is simply no excuse, in my judgment, for not making these infrastructure investments and making them in ways that make us less vulnerable to climate change.
If the Trump administration continues its posture, its current posture on climate change, how much can states and municipalities do on their own to try and improve their own climate change resilience at the state and local level?
I think they can do a lot, and that is really the consolation in the face of what the Trump administration has done or tried to do so far. So many governors, so many mayors, so many city planners, and so many businesses have stepped up to say, no matter what the federal government does or says, we are going to do our part, both to meet the commitments that the United States made in the Paris Accords and to build our own resilience, to build our own preparedness against changes in climate that we already see. I mean, this is no longer theorizing. This is not climate models. People are experiencing these changes that climate change has brought about in storms, in droughts, in heat, in wildfires, in floods. And they're taking action. We're going to see a lot of constructive action from states and cities and from businesses and from civil society.
Illinois Public Media's Brian Moline spoke with Harvard Environmental Policy Professor John Holdren, who served as director of the White House Office of Science and Technology in the Obama administration. Holdren is speaking this evening at the University of Illinois' Institute of Sustainability, Energy, and Environment's annual Congress in Urbana.